Hey, I'm Ani, and welcome to the Cosmic Craft Astrology Podcast, where I talk about astrology, magic, and our profound connection to the universe. Hello, my cosmic cupcakes. Welcome to the very first episode of the Cosmic Craft Astrology Podcast. My name is Ani, and I am so glad and excited to be sitting down and recording this podcast, and I'm so excited that you're here listening to it. This is the first episode, so this is going to be a little bit of an introduction so you can learn a bit about me, learn a bit about what this podcast is going to be about, and what you can expect in the episodes moving forward. So like I said, I'm Ani. I am a traditional astrologer, so I use whole sign houses and the traditional planetary rulerships. I am a Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Sagittarius Rising, because I'm sure everybody was wondering that. And I have a Jupiter ruled chart, so Sag Rising plus a lot of fun, buoyant Jupiter energy for you. And any people who are into human design, I am a projector, which brings me kind of to the first point of why I even started this podcast in the first place, is I had some friends tell me, as I rambled on about astrology and magic and whatever else, hey, you should start a podcast. So if you know anything about human design, you know projectors need an invitation to get the ball rolling on stuff, and I got a couple of invitations, so here I am. And that actually kind of brings me to my next point, is I just needed someone to talk astrology with. My friends, my family, my husband, they're all lovely and wonderful and fantastic, and they humor me and they smile and nod when I kind of go on little astrological tangents, but I know they don't know what I'm talking about, nor do they care as much as I do. So to spare them, I'm using this podcast as a bit of an outlet to find my people, to teach what I know about astrology and to learn about astrology, because I really believe that there's a lot of learning that can happen when you teach something that you're passionate about. But really the biggest reason I'm starting this podcast is to get over the imposter syndrome of calling myself an astrologer, because I've been studying astrology for years. I've always had an interest in astrology, going back to reading my horoscopes and Cosmo Girl, which who didn't do that? But it's always been something that's fascinated me and something that always calls me back to it. And I really started deepening my studies in astrology maybe in 2018, 2019, and then really had obviously plenty of time to do that in 2020. And I know I have a depth of knowledge that's helpful to people that, you know, is way beyond beginner, but I don't know, calling myself an astrologer still feels weird. So this podcast is an attempt to get over that and talk about what I love. In addition to astrology, I dabble in tarot and oracle decks. I've read professionally, not on a big scale, but it's something that I do. And also, I am a cosmic witch, hence the name Cosmic Craft Astrology Podcast. And to explain that, a cosmic witch is someone who takes into consideration astrological correspondences and planetary movements in alignment with the magic work that they do. So any herb or tool or crystal or time of day has a connection to a planet, for example. And whenever I'm doing magic work, I take into consideration that connection to the planet or the moon cycles or the sign the sun is in. Every bit of magic that I do takes into consideration astrology, which is why I consider myself a cosmic witch. And that's something that I hope to explore more deeply here on the podcast, just intentionally using tools and method to harness the energy of the planets and magical work. It's a beautiful, fun, amazing, fantastic thing. I also do some ancestor work, and I work with various deities, which I may or may not discuss here. We'll see how that goes. But I'm still learning about things like elections. So electional astrology basically takes into consideration certain timing of when you can do things. Like, some people might use electional astrology to find the best date to start a business or to get married. As a cosmic witch, I would use electional astrology to find the best time and day to do magic work. And that's something I'm still learning. And yeah, I hope to explore that more here. And I also kind of wanted to talk a little bit about why I love astrology and why I'm so passionate about it. First and foremost, like I said, I'm a Scorpio, so I don't like small talk. I don't like surface level stuff. I like to get deep, and I like to get deep fast. And astrology, knowing someone's sun, moon, and rising, for example, gives me just like a whole breadth of information and knowledge about that person. I do still leave things open because, you know, knowing someone's sun, moon, and rising is not the total picture. And then you have nature versus nurture, you have free will, maybe, depending on who you talk to. So I do leave things open for interpretation, and I leave things open to get to know somebody, but astrology really helps me connect with people and get to know them on a really deep level. That's why I like it so much. I also like it because it's taught me a lot about cycles. It's taught me a lot about having hope through down times, because, you know, if things are a cycle, then they'll come right back up eventually. And it's helped me appreciate really good times, because, again, if things are a cycle, they're gonna go back down. So it's just giving me this deep appreciation for life and the world around me and the people around me. And I am just so grateful that it exists, and I wanted to share that passion with other people in the world. So what can you expect from this podcast? What am I going to talk about? What am I going to post? To be honest, I don't have that all figured out yet. I am a multi-passionate human being. I have a large number of interests. I blame my Sagittarius rising for that. I blame my Jupiter ruled chart for that. I am interested in so many things, and I want to talk about so many things that I haven't quite grounded the plan for this podcast yet. But progress over perfection. I'm trying to show myself that I don't need to have it all figured out to get started. So I do know that the initial upcoming podcasts will be centered around astrology, as opposed to like astrological magic or, you know, any other topics that I want to talk about. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a whole rundown of the signs, because there are so many podcasts and blog posts and YouTube videos about that already. I don't know if I have anything that would, you know, be different than what anybody else has said, because it's been talked about so much. But if you do want me to go through a full rundown of the signs, you can let me know. I'd be happy to oblige. I just don't want to waste anyone's time with information that has been covered so extensively. But beyond that, I'm just excited to be here and talking about something that I am so deeply passionate about: astrology, magic, spirituality, manifestation, inner work, inner healing. It's all something that I just really enjoy talking about and thinking about, and I hope there's a nugget of knowledge that you will gain from me when you spend time with me. I just want to have a nice, cozy time together. I want some good energy. I want that chatting with your big sister, your cousin, your auntie, like good vibes, cozy energy on this podcast. So yeah, that's it. That was a bit rambly. I'm sure I'll nail it down when as time goes on and I figure out how to actually do this podcasting thing. But here we are. It's not perfect, but it's here, like all of us. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for hanging out with me. If you want to hang out with me in my other corners of the interwebs, you can go to cosmiccraftastrology.com. It's my website. And on Twitter at thecosmiccraft. All of that is on my website. And yeah. Thank you so much, like I said, for hanging out with me, and I'm sorry if this is weird, but I think I love you already. I'm excited to see where this goes. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.